Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saturday episode of the program. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And we will not comply. Oh, sorry, I'm supposed to say my name. Oh, my bad. It's the captain.
That's true, though. We will not comply.
Indeed. And more people should not comply. Coming up, we've got a lot to talk about here, including how to bully-proof your kids. Captain, you've got a story that's going to tell us all about that. And also, I wanted to start the show tonight with something that we don't normally do, which is to play a political advertisement.
Is it the guy? What was his name? I can't remember now. Phil Mouthfarts, that guy? the only true and real campaign ad.
That was amazing.
Where he's like, you know, I just take money from my constituents and then do the opposite of what I promised.
Wasn't that kind of whitest kid you know that made that?
I don't remember.
I think it was a different name, but
it's like the only honest political ad or something like that. I can't remember his actual screen name from that, but it was hilarious.
I'll change my name. Is that what I need to do? Sure.
For the right price, I'll change it to Phil Mofo Farts.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. But this is an actual candidate for public office running here in beautiful New Hampshire.
All right, so you guys have seen this. I only heard a little bit of the audio from it, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the only reason you heard a little bit of the audio is I had to play it again just to make sure there wasn't any profanity in it, just because I thought there could be, given how fun
we need to be FCC compliant here.
This is. Yeah. But here is the advertisement for Jeremy Kaufman for U.S. Senate. He's a Libertarian candidate planning to be on the ballot here in New Hampshire. And usually Libertarian candidates aren't even worth talking about.
I was going to say, doesn't the Libertarian Party usually just go find some, you know, out-of-work Republican and run him?
Yeah, usually they're fairly unremarkable. In this case, he's doing something special. So here's his two-minute-long spot.
Picture this. Innocent people in the Middle East. They're having dinner. A bomb is dropped on their house. And they're all killed. What's the problem with this? It's being done by white men. I am Jeremy Kaufman, the Chief Diversity Officer at Halliburton and candidate for United States Senate. It is time to diversify the murderous military-industrial complex. We need to make the nukes gay. And that's why I'm running for office. Like my fellow Democrats and Republicans, I will support every war. I will support stealing billions of dollars from Americans to kill innocent people. But we are going to make it so gay.
All right, I got to tell you about some of the imagery here. So
it is amazing imagery.
So throughout the first minute, there's a lot of war, you know, imagery, a lot of bombs being dropped, bombs going off. And now that he's announced that he's going to make war gay, you've got an actual, like, diamond-encrusted gas mask on the screen. There's, you know, there was a scene of the White House with, like, a rainbow sort of coloration of it. Instead of it being a White House, it's rainbow-colored. And then they've got that. Do you remember the story about the super flaming TikToker that the White House hired to be their press intern or something like that? It was last year. You guys didn't see this one. It was pretty ridiculous. They brought this just total flamer from TikTok and made him their press secretary for a day or a week or something like that. And the dude made this whole video about it, and it was just very silly, right? Like, oh, the White House is so cool and so hip. Mm. And no. So they got an image of him on here.
The history books, we will say never have so many genders and so many races killed innocent people. Let's bomb Yemen. But let's make sure a rainbow of skin colors are dropping those bombs. These are going to be the gayest transist murders the United States has ever performed. That's what I stand for as the chief diversity officer at Halliburton, and that's what I'll do once elected to the United States Senate. I'm Jeremy Kaufman, and I'm gay for this message.
Yeah, I think that he should plan a follow-up to this commercial, except do it in the style of...
I'm serious.
Do it in the style of, like, Fear Factor, right? But then have Joe Rogan actually, like, you know, like Jeremy's... Like,
I don't know how big their campaign budget is, but whoever they hired to do this video was just top-notch. I don't know who did it, but kudos to whoever their editor was.
It sounds great. I mean, at least somebody put some thought into it.
Yeah, they really did. By the way, just for whatever it's worth, his campaign website, if you want to go and learn more about him, it's jeremy4nh.com. And in case you couldn't tell, the tongue firmly planted in his cheek there.
I'm serious.
He's not actually working for Halliburton. That's not his real
what?
Job. He's actually he's the CEO of Library, LBRY, which we've
great
talked
product.
A lot about here on Free Talk Live over the years. It is where we're streaming over at their associated sister website, Odyssey, tonight. You can go to video.freetalklive.com, and you can find our live stream and archives there. But Library is a decentralized media sharing protocol, and it allows you to upload basically any media that you want to the internet, and no one can take it down. And so this is a guy who's, you know, he puts his money where his mouth is. He's actually somebody who works for decentralization to, you know, through the world of blockchain to help protect freedom of speech. So that's what he really believes in, and I got to say I'm a big fan of what he's doing here. So
good. Kudos. We'll see, you know, what happens. I enjoyed the ad immensely. Certainly kept things in the perspective of, well, at least the way I see it, right? The bombing of nations that doesn't continue regardless of party and that type of thing. So... yeah, you said something earlier, too, about, what was it, the flaming guy at the White House. Like,
yeah, some flaming TikTok guy.
They're always doing these things, the White House, the feds, mm-hmm. if you will. They're always doing these things that, like, try and enhance their image.
Sure, they've been hiring more than just that one TikToker.
Yeah,
they've got
yeah.
a whole bevy of them.
Yeah, the amount of money they spend on production, and I mean, like, cameras and sound and people running sound and running cameras and doing, like, editing and, you know, that type of thing. If you ever, the next time there's a presidential speech, don't watch it for the president speaking. Watch it for everything around him.
Mm.
See how many teleprompters are on stage and on to his left and to his right, and how many microphones there are.
Yeah, it can't get much more produced than it currently is.
Yeah, there are, like, Hollywood-level people, makeup and effects and camera and all that kind of stuff that are employed by the federal government specifically just to do, like, the presidential address and that type
yeah.
of thing. Like, they make
yep.
careers out of this kind of thing. So,
didn't they discover at some point during COVID that the White House has a fake, I don't know if it's like a whatever, it's like a press conference or some sort of room that they've
yeah.
recreated or something
yeah,
where he can give speeches
in
from?
Several places. It's that same backdrop that OC. It's like the podium
mm-hmm.
with, like, the emblem on the front and, you know, some curtains and a couple of flags in the background.
Yeah.
And so what they do is they just recreate that room in multiple places so that, you know, whoever's after them, I guess, mm-hmm. like, can't guess their physical location.
I see. So I wanted to start with the Jeremy Kaufman ad just because it's hilarious and it's rare to actually see a political advertisement that actually has fun and doesn't really care what you think about it. And I think I forget who I wish I could give credit to the person on social media who commented in this way, but someone on social media shared this and said the only reason I'm sharing this video from a libertarian political candidate is because it gives the system as much respect as it deserves.
Hurrah.
And I love that viewpoint. I've always been of the perspective for many years that we should be laughing at these people. We should not
yes.
take them seriously. They hate it when you laugh at them.
Yeah, when I thought we were in a post-satire world, he brings us back from the brink.
Yeah, and he nailed it as well. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But on a serious note, bombs are dropping, apparently, in Yemen right now, and I know...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Live Saturday show. Phones open as always. You can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Archives go back for many years, and they are free to download at freetalklive.com. Plus, definitely want to tell you about Bitcoin.com, because if you're interested in learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, well, there's no better time than now to get started. Just go over and click on Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You'll be taken to some introductory videos, and you'll get some of the basic concepts down. There are some new ideas here that if you're not familiar with, it's a good plan to become familiar with. There's a bit of a learning curve involved in this. At least there should be. You don't want to just jump into this blind. So click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com and start learning about crypto, because this is a technology that is going to be with us for generations. It's not going to go away, I don't think. I can't tell you which one's going to be the top dog. I'm not going to make any predictions about who's going to win the race as far as cryptos are concerned. Bitcoin is the number one big boy right now. It's the one to beat. I think someday something will probably displace it, but...
Well, in the words of Madonna, we are living in an Ethereum world, and I am an Ethereum girl.
It's funny, but are you telling the truth?
No.
Okay.
That's I posted that on Float the other day. I was like, here's a parody I will never write. Yeah. And it was that.
Ethereum was interesting for its time, but it's kind of showing its cracks.
I still like it as a use case.
Mm-hmm.
Better than, you know, the OG Bitcoin. Yeah.
Bitcoin's cheaper than Ethereum.
What do I use the most? By far, Bitcoin Cash.
And when I say cheaper, I mean for transaction fees. Ethereum's way more expensive.
Yeah, they implemented BIP 2030, I don't know, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to, what they're doing is they're purposefully burning Ethereum in an effort to reduce
that.
And it's worked. Whatever it is they did has worked, and now the fees aren't as high as they used to be, but they're still high. Not that Bitcoin's fees are low.
They're a lot lower, from what I've seen in the statistics, a lot lower than Ethereum.
Yeah, but for my transactions, by far, Bitcoin Cash is the leader.
Get over to Bitcoin.com to learn more about it. We're going to go into your phone calls, and then we'll talk about Yemen, because guess what no one's talking about as far as news media is concerned? Bombs
Yemen.
Are being dropped in Yemen right now, apparently.
Oh, where's all the outrage, you Ukrainian bastards?
Yeah, how is the American government going to be boycotted or sanctioned by governments around the world?
I just want to know if everybody on social media is going to change their picture to the colors of the Yemenese flag.
Oh, are we suddenly going to learn what the Yemenese flag looks like?
Let's go to your phone calls first, though. Daniel's on the line in Lebanon, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Daniel.
Oh, wow. Guys, man, I tell you, this Lebanon Police Department is a real, real meanie. I was over at the Marriott Inn up there on it was called Dartmouth College Highway. I think it's 135 or 135 up there. So I went into there, and I was been walking around all night. It was like, I don't know, probably 11 at night, or maybe it was even 1 in the morning. I can't remember. I walked in there, and they sell food there, so I bought some food, and the lady sold it to me. And I was eating the food, and then all of a sudden the police show up. I think the IT department watching on the cameras. And then they said, you have to go to the hospital.
What?
And I said, why? I know. It was like I couldn't get a room there. All the rooms are filled up, but I just bought some food there. A lady sold me some food. The desk, her name was Sarah. And then he said, you have to go to the hospital. I said, no, I don't. I have my own free will. I'm going to keep walking after I eat this food. You know, I'm homeless right now.
Okay.
So they dragged me to the hospital. They I get dragged to the hospital by two cops. I think one of them was a fake cop, 11 PD. I get Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center. I get hauled into there. Get this. I'm sitting there. They go through my bag. They take a bag of my materials. You know what I mean? I say they're legal. They say otherwise. They took them. We're going to test them. I said, well, that's my stuff. Don't take it. And then I got held down and shot up with sodium pentanol. I woke up the next morning. I could barely walk. Oh, my God.
When did this happen to you?
Maybe about a week ago, or I can't remember.
Was what they would call an involuntary commitment.
Yes. I kept saying, I have free will. I have freedoms. You can't do this to me. Yeah, they accosted me. And then after I got out, I started walking around again. And I went to I had the Chinese restaurant over there in the Lebanon, by the Lebanon Park over there, the Colburn Park, I believe it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I went and sat again. And I started, you know, working on my exercises and things. And then they came up to me and said, you know, you're crazy. Or, you didn't say crazy, but whatever. You're out of turn or whatever. And they did the same thing again.
What kind of exercises were you doing in the Chinese restaurant? Just curious.
No. I got out of the restaurant. I went and sat on went into the Colburn Park and I sat on a bench.
Okay.
And I started doing pretending like I was on one of those exercise bikes, but just moving my legs, you know.
Okay.
And, you know. Yeah, and then they
just to clarify, is this the first time something like this has happened to you?
I'm going to try to count the times. Oh, my God. I get hauled away every time. Well, a lot. Enfield, New Hampshire, it started there. I got hauled away. I took apart my own TV, and they said I was causing domestic disturbance in Enfield. They hauled me over there. And I got shot up with sodium pentanol again.
Here's what I want to know. When you get hit with one of these involuntary commitments, I don't know a whole lot about the process. I know they exist in basically every state. There's different statutes. They get called different things. I remember when I was living in Florida, it was called the Baker Act. So everybody calls it. They used it like a verb. You got Baker Acted or whatever. Are you able to find out who did this to you? Because usually it's like your mom or your some loved one that says, my son, they call the police and they say, my son is crazy. I believe that he is going to harm himself or someone else. And those are the words that the police need to hear in order for them to come in and take your liberty from you and put you in essentially a crazy ward for up to 72 hours before you get a hearing in front of a judge, or you can, I believe. I'm not sure it's guaranteed. Either they cut you loose or you get a hearing in front of a judge, I think. So are you able to find out who it is that's responsible for doing this to you?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, that first night, I broke my – well, I didn't break my – I took apart my TV. I put a hole in the wall, but it was my bed. They put my bed on the wall, but I put a hole in it. So they said I was a domestic – they said I was dating myself, which I'm not. And then
so hold on. Slow down a second here. You're inside – this is your first time, not last week, but many weeks ago?
My dad, but I'm 18 or 25 or 40 or whatever age. You know, I'm over 18.
Okay. But I just want to. I'm just trying to understand the time frame here. So you were just telling us about the park and the hotel restaurant, but now you're talking about putting a bed frame through a wall. This is at your.
No.
When was this one?
This was I guess about two and a half weeks ago. I guess this all started. But
two and a half weeks. So hold on, just slow down. I got more questions for you. I know you got a lot to say, but I was trying to understand, get you to paint the picture clear. I know you've got a lot going on. So the first time this happened over the bed frame, are you in an apartment or do you live in a house?
I live in my father's house. I'm the one who manages the budgets and everything. I'm the smartest guy in the house.
Is it possible that your father called the police on you that night?
Yeah, he did. But
he did.
What happened was my wife put our bed in the house. Like, it's hidden in the house. And I know it's there, so I'm so mad because no one's telling me that my bed is, like, built into the wall.
So you got angry. You got angry over that.
Well, it's my bed and no one's telling me why.
Sure. No, I got you. I'm going to hang on to him. And see, stand by, Daniel. We'll bring you back here in just a moment. I don't know if we can give him any helpful suggestions here. I don't know if you guys have been through anything like this before.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden in a speech Saturday called Russian President Vladimir Putin a dictator who cannot remain in power. Biden delivered the speech from Warsaw to close his trip to Europe. He pledged America's full support of NATO.
We have a sacred obligation under Article 5 to defend each and every inch of NATO territory with the full force of our collective power.
Biden also says that the U.S. will continue to provide weapons and equipment to Ukrainian forces while accepting up to 100,000 refugees. North Korea has not lost America's attention. The U.S. calls for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. This is USA Radio News. Russia is signaling that it is implementing a new strategy in its invasion of Ukraine. Its defense ministry said in a statement that the goals of its first stage of operation have mainly been accomplished and that it will focus on securing the Donbass region in the eastern part of Ukraine. Special advisor at the White House National Security Council, Matthew Miller, telling ABC's Good Morning America that the Biden administration is not paying attention to lip service.
We always wait to see what Russia actually does, not just take for granted what it actually says, because from the beginning of this conflict, they have never been honest about their aims.
Miller adding that while the U.S. was warning the world of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, the Kremlin downplayed things, accusing America of fear-mongering. Chinese authorities say none of the 132 people aboard a China Eastern flight that crashed last week survived. The plane took a nosedive into a mountainous area all of a sudden. Construction excavators dug into the crash site, searching for wreckage, remains, and the second black box. The voice recorder was found on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
with Mountaineer,
and the Captain. We are talking with somebody who called in tonight with some criticism for the Lebanon Police Department, and that is a police department in what they call the Upper Valley area of New Hampshire. We actually happen to be on in Lebanon on Saturday nights at this time, thanks to our affiliate there, WUVR, a longtime affiliate of Free Talk Live on the Saturday night show, at least I think they're in the 7 o'clock hour. So if anybody out there wants to weigh in on Daniel's call so far, maybe you're familiar with the police there, maybe they're more likely to do what they call involuntary commitments than elsewhere. That's certainly a possibility. Or maybe you've got some suggestions for Daniel specifically on maybe some of the situations that he's finding himself in. Now, the call has been a little bit scattered so far, so I wanted to bring Daniel back for just so we can ask him some more questions and try to get a handle on the situation. Obviously, we're only getting Daniel's perspective on all of this, so there's always another side to every story, so we're going to keep that in mind here. But, Daniel, you've given us at least three examples so far of times that you were involuntarily committed, and you said that the first one was a couple of weeks ago. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, so the first time this, you said you're an adult, you're a legal adult, you're living at home with your father, you have a wife, and the first time this happened, correct me if I'm wrong on this, you live in your dad's house, somebody called, you believe it might have been your father, who called the police on you. The police came and they did an involuntary commitment. They locked you up against your will. This was after somebody, you say it was your wife, put a hole through the wall with a bed? With a bed frame?
No. No. Somebody took our bed, our marriage wedding bed, mm-hmm. and put it in the wall. It's like the parts of the bed, or it's all taken apart, but it's on the wall. And I'm getting so pissed because I'm starting to recognize the pieces of the bed are on the wall. It's like, it looks like part of the wall. So, you know, silly me punched a hole through it. That's a mistake, but I bought that bed. I paid about $1,900 for it.
Okay.
And, you know, he got mad. My father, I mean, plus I took the TV apart. So he got mad. And
now, just to clarify something, was this your TV or his TV?
My TV. I paid $450 for it.
Okay.
Yep, right before I met my wife, right before we even started dating.
What did your wife think about all this?
Oh, Jesus, who knows where she's at, man. We're separated, but she's like a, I don't know. She's,
so hold on, just to clarify, you've been separated from your wife in just the last 2 weeks? That separation is fairly recent?
No, since 2018 when she ran off to... ran off to do whatever she's doing.
Okay, so what did your wife have to do with the situation with your dad 2 weeks ago? Nothing?
No, nothing. But the bed, our bed. How did she kept the bed? Lied in court, and kept the bed. But somehow, I'm starting to realize the pieces of the bed are built into the wall.
Hmm.
I can built keep into the bed. Wall. I'm not lying to you.
Okay. Now that's a very strange thing to say. Why someone would think that. Let's presume, though, that you're telling the truth about the bed being built into the wall. It doesn't really make any sense. But
unless it's like a Murphy bed. That's the only thing I can think of.
Do you know what a Murphy bed is?
No, but just the parts of the bed are like, it's taking up extra space on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like the legs are kind of like acting like beams or something. It's just built into the house. Like,
and so you wanted to punch a hole through the wall so you could prove that the bed was in there? Is that the reason you put the hole?
Well, it was sort of just an angry mistake because I'm just getting madder, realizing that they're playing a mean joke on me.
Would you say that you have an anger problem, that you tend to get angry often?
Well, you get angry if you find out that your wife snuck into your home and put your marriage bed on the wall and then, lied to court and all this. That's a long time
ago. Sure. No, I see what you're saying about there's always an excuse for being angry. I get that everybody who's angry has a reason for it. What I'm asking you is, do you feel like you get angry fairly often at things?
Well, I mean, you get angry when you find out stuff.
Right.
That's fine. I'm not.
Would you say you get angry every day about things?
I'm pretty good at not. She used to beat me up. I never got angry about that.
That's no good. I mean, that certainly is a relationship that you don't want to continue if somebody is beating you on a regular basis. I'm sorry this is happening to you. Even though you may be experiencing issues perhaps with paranoia and anger, that those could very well be real things for you, it's frustrating. It makes things worse, I think, in a lot of cases when they put somebody against their will into a hospital. And I don't think it really helps. I don't think that it's helped you. It hasn't gotten you well because it keeps happening to you.
What was helping me was I'm kind of living on the streets, being homeless, spending nights kind of off the road in the woods a little bit. That's what was helping me, actually.
You're saying you find it hard to believe that being homeless could help him?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Why?
I mean, I've done a fair amount of it myself, and it has done no good to my mental condition.
So it's stressful?
Yeah. It's stressful. I mean, you never know what the weather or the temperature is going to be. You never know if you're safe at all. I mean,
although if you have a dad that you can't get along with, it might be an improvement over a dangerous, potentially, arresting at home situation.
Yeah.
It might be a step up from there. Do you have a long-term plan, or are you trying to find a place? Do you work?
Well, I've been living off inheritance, and I got some money coming in from the wife eventually here.
Mm.
And the other thing is, I rented a hotel because I had some money. So I'm just trying to stay out of trouble. I'm just hiding in the hotel away from the cops.
Have you considered any therapy, or do you have a therapist?
Therapy. I do my own therapy.
Okay.
I'm pretty good. But the thing is, when your whole family's lying to you, it's, you know, it's going to be a real issue. But,
that's why a therapist can be so helpful, is because you have someone who isn't, like, inside the situation, who's not, you know, they're not talking to your family or anything like that. It's just someone who's kind of outside of this whole situation that you can kind of bounce ideas off of.
Daniel, I want to say good luck. I presume that there are some sort of therapists that are available in any given area. I don't know where you begin that search, but I'm sure there's an internet way that you can get connected with those people. And I wish you the best, and thank you for sharing your story tonight. There's no easy solution to mental illness, and I definitely feel like he is experiencing some sort of paranoia.
And one of the things that that I've certainly found to be true about mental health is that it requires more than one person. Like, you cannot keep yourself sane on your own. Hmm. It is impossible. Sanity is too complicated for any single brain to work. Now, what you can do is, and it can be a very simple matter of, like, other people's facial expressions, when you say things, will give you the clues of, like, whether that makes any sense or not. And just a compounding of that over and over again helps keep people sane.
So you're saying we're social animals and we need to be around people?
In order to stay sane.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
I also think that perhaps, and it's only because I have some experience in observing people who've been committed in my life, it's worth noting that it could be as simple as he had his medication changed up recently.
And so now
he's, you know, having, you know, he said in the past couple of weeks, I'm just taking him at his word, you know, so now he's having troubles. You know, things are happening to him that didn't happen before. So it could be that, you know, whatever that change was the wrong change. Something else was working, and they think this is better now. These pharmaceutical companies and the state combined together, they use mental health patients, particularly those who don't really have anybody or are involuntarily committed, as their guinea pigs to try out new medications from time to time. So, you know, there's no telling. But it could be just as simple as, you know, something changed in his medicinal routine, and so now he's having problems.
This is something that comes up from time to time. Normally we don't have someone calling in who's had the experience, but there'll be something in the news or whatever. And it is one of those things that brings up a really interesting issue from the libertarian perspective. We all tend to be liberty-minded people on this show. We tend to like and advocate for the what they call the non-aggression principle. The idea being that, you know, if you don't harm somebody else, then you should be left alone, right? But, what do you do if somebody you care about is actually losing their mind? There are only so many options, and sometimes you have to violate that principle. Now, I want to talk about that coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Live phones open here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Esquire, if you will.
We're going to continue with your phone calls in just a moment. But I do want to talk a little bit further about Daniel's call.
Yes.
He called in from the Upper Valley of New Hampshire. He's been involuntarily committed a few times, it sounds like, in just the last couple of weeks. And based on my, you know, unprofessional opinion in this matter, it sounded like he's experiencing some paranoia. He believed that his bed had been, or bed frame had somehow been integrated with the wall in his dad's house.
That or he's had a very bad transporter malfunction.
Yeah. And he got busted a hole in the wall over that, took his TV apart. We didn't ultimately ask him why he did that. I mean, it could have just been for fun. But ultimately, somebody called the police on him and had him involuntarily committed. And that does bring up an important issue, I think, something that libertarians don't really talk about very often, because we normally think, oh, well, the non-aggression principle, which is sort of this bedrock principle of libertarianism, is just inviolable. Like, you cannot violate the non-aggression principle. This is what we live, what we should live our lives by. We should honor our neighbors' choices, let our neighbors make their own choices for themselves. But what happens when somebody you care about literally starts to go insane? And it's one thing for, you know, maybe a little bit crazy, they're not hurting anybody, they're not hurting themselves, okay, no big deal, you can live like that. But But it's another thing when they start putting holes in your wall and when they might start threatening you with violence or
that's exactly the point. So it's the non-aggression principle. So if you of sound mind and full knowledge, you know, point a gun at my face, like you're threatening me.
I get what you're saying. Maybe I went a little too far.
You initiated.
When they're threatening to hurt themselves?
Well, now that is a tricky one because like at that point you can be doing a third party self defense thing.
What do you mean by that?
So like
suicide, for example, right? I think the non-aggression principle allows for somebody to save a person from committing suicide. If you walk in on somebody, you know, hanging themselves, or you see somebody.
How does it allow that?
Well, because you're defending them from.
But they didn't ask you to.
That's true.
It is a tricky situation. So, like, if he threatens you and I use force to defend you, that is third-party self-defense.
And generally that's welcomed.
Right.
By most people that value their ability to breathe.
So if you have a person who suffers from mental illness and it's living with you, and you have more than yourself, you have other family, if that person becomes violent, you are defending your family. The question remains, what do you do? So currently people call the police haul them away and take them to a state institution, generally speaking, or at least that seems to be what happened in this caller's case.
Right, and then they get out, usually.
Right, so what is the non-state solution, I guess, is the right question.
There really, from what I've seen, isn't a particularly good one.
It's tricky. So like, we definitely believe that someone has the right to end their own life.
We do.
However, like, if there is a question of if that's what's happening, like, who knows? Maybe they were drugged and they don't know what they're doing.
That's
and
possible.
You need to step in and go, wait a second. We can't have some permanent change occurring accidentally.
Yeah.
Whereas if you've taken the time and you've said, look, I'm done. I've done all of my affairs. I've said my goodbyes. I've made it clear to the people around me that this is what I'm doing. And whether we like it or agree with it or not, that's their choice.
Yeah, you've defined two different, very different types of suicide.
Exactly.
There's this sort of deliberate, thoughtful, this is something I've wanted to do or decided to do. I've got terminal illness or whatever the reason, you know, is for it. Mm-hmm. And then there's maybe somebody who's despondent because their girlfriend broke up with them and they want to end it all one weekend.
Went out and got drunk, did some drugs, and is like, that's it, man. I'm out.
And you know this person, and you know that they weren't like that before, and that you expect they're going to break out of this, and they can end, you know, get out of this depression. But if they kill themselves, obviously that won't happen. So you can then, you know, you might step in and stop them from doing that. Now that does violate the non-aggression principle in that particular case.
I disagree.
No,
I disagree. So
how does it violate it?
Well, because if they're going to put a gun in their mouth or whatever, jump off a bridge or whatever, and you restrain them from doing that, you are using aggression to restrain that person from hurting themselves.
Right, but you are defending that person from themselves in your perspective.
That's in your mind. Yeah.
Right. Well, and here's what it comes down to. Like, with everything, you have to decide for yourself where that line is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I willing to explain to you what I did?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if we come along later and you're like, hey, you can't do that, that's their choice to make, and I want to explain to you, here's my experience. Now, you may very well say, no, that you violated the non-aggression principle, and now I don't have to respect your autonomy anymore. Now, that's a possibility. That is something that I risk, and that's basically the idea of a jury of your peers is like the people in the people that I choose to voluntarily associate with are capable of judging my behavior. So if I want to explain what I did to them, then okay. So if I saved you from hanging yourself, and it's like, well, hang on, no, this was the situation, and they go, no, that was fine. What they were doing was fine. What you were doing was not fine. That's the chance that I take.
No, I agree with you. I think that there is some level of liability, but the idea that a jury is going to find for the person who was despondent in that moment, in some, you know, finding you liable from preventing them from killing themselves seems unlikely, given the community of people generally don't tend towards suicide and all of that. But all of that aside, it is a violation of the non-aggression principle to withhold somebody from their actions. And you know what? In this circumstance, I think it's one of those times when it's okay to do that.
This reminds me of the conversation we had a couple of weeks ago on the Sunday night episode of Free Talk Live, where a caller called in and he talked about this thing called assumed consent. It's a medical thing, like, you know, somebody gives you the Heimlich maneuver and saves your life at the restaurant. Yeah. They can't sue you if, like, you broke a rib while giving them the Heimlich maneuver, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And there's a legal term around that that, you know, is like,
I get you.
And it's assumed consent, right? You're assuming, if you're saving this hypothetical guy from hanging himself, you're assuming that he's suffering from, you know, depression, mental illness, something like that. And so you're stepping in, and again, from your mind, and we've already said that, but so is, like, that assumed consent thing. You're assuming that the guy doesn't want to choke on his dinner and wants to live,
yeah,
right? You have to be prepared for the consequences of that choice, whatever the choice is. Whether you're saving the guy from the Heimlich maneuver or you're saving the guy from hanging himself, you have to be prepared for the consequences, noble as your cause may be.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think the consequences are going to be very significant. I mean, the worst case is the person's going to be upset at you for not, you know, allowing them to kill themselves.
Well, and so, like, you know, if someone has, you know, stage 4 cancer and, like, they've said their goodbyes and they're like, yeah, I'm starting to reach the point where I'm in pain all the time and I don't want to live that way, and I keep them from killing themselves, I very well may be that I now owe them for having done that.
But you're now causing them harm,
right,
by allowing, you know, by violating their decision.
Right. So if I go into in front of a jury of my peers, you know, the people in the society that I have chosen to be a part of, not to be confused with the different countries or counties or states or what have you, mind you, but the people I've chosen to be in a society with, now they might very well say, no, I'm sorry, you gave him this much extra pain in his life, and, like, he's leaving this much to these people, you need to restore him, you know, this much Bitcoin or what have you, and that will balance things back out so that you are back into civilization where you're keeping the non-aggression principle.
Now you have to pay the doctor bills for his suicide attempt.
Very well might be the case.
I think we are agreeing here that this is, at this point, the principle can be violated in the best interest of another person, just as long as you're willing to take liability.
Well, I mean, third-party self-defense, and the application is definitely an individual choice.
Mm-hmm. The non-aggression principle only exists in the mind, right? Because animals don't obey it, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Libertarians, I think, would agree that it doesn't really apply to animals because they can't reciprocate. So, if in my mind somebody's committing suicide and I block that attempt, right, to me, I'm defending that person from themselves. Because
that's stretch.
But again, if somebody comes along and is like, hey man, you know, he made this decision and blah, 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 you know, if somebody can explain, especially that guy, okay, well then, you know what, my bad, but I'm going to take that risk.
Okay. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in on involuntary commitments, what is the alternative to what currently exists, which is, you know, calling the cops and forcing somebody into a cell against their will? Hour number two is coming up. You can bring up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.